Hey, New Life Church. My name's Katie Biza, and my husband, Hunter, and I are pastors at New Life Church in Conway. And today, we're looking at a portion of scripture out of Luke 18. And this is about praying with a sincere heart. So I'll read you the section of scripture. It's Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. And it says, this is about Jesus. He's telling a parable, and he says, Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. There were two men who went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men or extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes up to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said this, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. I love this parable because Jesus is comparing one man who approaches him with a prideful heart and has everything all together. And then he looks at the tax collector, who at the time is not someone that is highly regarded in the community. And he approaches God with a humble heart. He knows that he's a sinner and he's begging God to forgive him. His heart is full of repentance. And you know, there are places in scripture where we learn that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And the way this parable ends, I just think is so powerful because he says, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in the group of people who choose to humble themselves, knowing that at some point, God will honor that. And so today we're looking at just the idea of praying from a sincere heart. And you know, prayer is just talking to God. I know no matter how you grew up, whether it was in the church or out of the church or in a different denomination, there are all kinds of different teachings on prayer, but prayer is simply communicating with God. And God just wants you to talk to him. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to come like the Pharisee. The Pharisee comes with these big words and these big ideas, and he's proud of who he is. And we don't have to come to God being anything other than who we are. And so just a few thoughts behind how to pray with your heart, how to pray from a sincere heart. First of all, don't try to fool God. He knows who you are, ins and outs. He knows the ugliest parts of us, and he still loves us, and he still wants to hear from us. So we don't have to come to him looking pretty. We come to him mess and all. And the second thing is just be honest. You know, if you're confused or upset about something, or you have big questions about what's going on in the world or in your family or in your personal situation, if you're mad, whatever, God can handle it. He can handle your big questions. And so be honest in your approach to God. And then the last thing, the way that I think I have learned to pray with a sincere heart is by praying the Psalms. And Psalms is a book of the Bible. It's right in the middle of the Bible, and it is mostly written by King David. And King David, he's called a man after God's own heart. And the Psalms are full of just him pouring himself out to God. And it could be the highest of highs or the lowest of lows, but it is raw. And I would encourage you to start praying the Psalms. Just read a Psalm of the day. If it's the 31st of the month, read Psalm 31, and then make that your prayer. And over time, I promise you will learn how to pray with a sincere heart, modeling after what King David did. So just to close, I have one question for you guys. Is there anything in your heart that you are keeping from God? And if you feel like there is, I would just encourage you that today, make it a point to talk to God. He can handle it.
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college. And it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.